share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Everyone loves going to Mamex with their friends, but have you ever wondered what the working conditions and rights of the people who serve you are actually like? A recent study by a group of university students from University Teknologi Mara was shared on Twitter on the 28th of December, shedding light on the working conditions of Mamex workers and the lack of knowledge they have regarding their own rights. Twitter user, Awanku Arif Radi bin Awung Arifin, at Aridia, and his group mates, Jihan Binti Asman, at Gigi Asman, Nurizati Kafia Binti Sidek, at Sunshine Kafia, and Nurizati Kafia Binti Sidek, at Dihila LN, took the time to interview 1 to 3 workers from 9 different Mamex around Section 7 and 16 for a group assignment. From their study, it was found that despite Malaysian employment laws limiting working hours to 8 hours a day, 95% of Mamex workers surveyed worked 12-hour shifts while 5% worked for 10 hours every day. All Mamex workers are also only allowed annual leaves after 3 years of work, contrary to the usual 8 to 16 days on annual leave people receive from the get-go. And as a result of this, only 43% of workers have been home in the last year and 24% in the last 6 months, all only after 3 years of work. In their infographic, they also urged all Malaysians to be kind to Mamex workers because it's the least you can do. Due to the lack of an effective legal framework protecting these workers, basic kindness is the bare minimum that they deserve. However, Arif explained that due to their small sample size, these findings don't necessarily reflect real-world statistics of Mamex working conditions. It was very difficult to convince them that we weren't authorities that would get them and the Mamex owner in trouble, he writes in a tweet. We even encountered Mamex S that outright refused us from questioning their workers. Infer what you will from that. Many Mamex workers probably don't even realize that they are being overworked and underpaid, but Arif empathizes with their situation. Many have risked their livelihoods to come to a foreign country in hopes of providing a better life for their family at home, so the fear of losing the only job they have is probably what's stopping them from reporting the abuse. He finished up his Twitter thread by clarifying that not all Mamex are as bad as this study probably made them out to be. Going to find money now? It's a vicious chain these employers have on the Mamex worker. I am not saying all Mamex treats their workers poorly. Ada Zhiyong have reasonable working hours, albeit higher than allowed in the Act without overtime pay, and treats their workers humanely. Aridia Malaysia, at Aridia, December 27, 2020. Speaking with World Abuzz, Arif told us that the assignment required them to investigate whether workers knew their rights under the Employment Act, with the liberty of choosing who to interview and what groups to focus on. We haven't seen any study or coverage of Mamex workers online, so we thought it was an interesting idea to explore, he explained. We frequently go to Mamex, so we thought it would be great to get to know their working conditions. And while this is far from a large-scale survey, this study has surely shed some light on the working conditions faced by Mamex workers. Hopefully, this can lead to more investigations into the matter in the future. Also read, some HR jobs could be replaced by robots in 3 to 5 years, says Singapore study. Source, at Aridia, Twitter, source, Espoleta. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.